Okay, everyone, we are going to continue along here. We are now joined by Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Ford for Team Penske. We're going to go right into questions. So if you have a question, raise your hand. We'll start with Mark right there in the middle.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Good morning, Joey. Thank you for being with us. NASCAR said, and you guys said, we won't know about a lot about the next gen until we take the green flag in anger. All right, you've had two races where you've gone to it in anger. What's your first blush on the race car?
I thought it's gone pretty smooth so far, right? There's going to be learning curves, right? I think that's something we all expected. There's going to be issues we're going to have to work through as an industry. And because some of it is just you don't know what you don't know until you get out there. And there's probably going to be more things that come up as we keep racing at different racetracks, right? We've gone to the smallest track you could possibly go to, the biggest one, or almost the biggest one, and now, you know, a mile and a half, you know, and also Fontana, and it has bumpy and wore out surface. So, you know, we're going to different types of racetracks that we're going to keep finding out new things about the car that could be better. That's just part of having a brand new car, an underdeveloped car, because we're just getting after it, right? We're just starting to figure this thing out. We don't have much time to figure things out, you know, while we have a whopping 30 minutes today. We don't really have much time or really the ability to change a lot on the race car on the race weekend. So it keeps it interesting, you know, but I think some of the obvious things that have been out in the news of things that can be better have been addressed or trying to find ways to fix them. You know, so as long as we can keep doing those things, I think it'll work the bugs out soon.
And my follow-up question is, one of the things obvious that needs to be worked on is the flat tire situation. Did you see that one as a potential problem coming, and what possible solution do you see to the problem?
Yes, we saw it coming. And we saw it at tests when those cars have flat tires. What's the solution? I don't know. My solution is make a AAA truck that can go out there and change your tires for you instead of towing the thing in, scraping the underbody off. That's still my crutch fix, right? Is just go out there, at least put some kind of tire on, put a donut tire on it so you can get back to pit road and have your pit crew put your set back on so you can go. Obviously, I was got the bad end of that stick at Daytona with the car that wasn't even crashed and I stuck three laps down. So that one's probably the number one thing we need to find a fix for. And I don't think it's that simple of a fix. Obviously it's not, because we would have fixed it by now. So in the meantime, we need to look for crutches, in my opinion, since you asked for it, is find something to at least get us by until we can come up with a reasonable fix that works for everybody. You know, so to me, that's just how can we get the cars back without more damage and without losing time.
Do you really feel like maybe, all joking aside about AAA, that one of the solutions is to just pop something on real quick and so you might lose a lap or two instead of three?
Absolutely. Yeah, if you had a crew that was ready for it and that can go out there and, you know, have a gun and a, you know, couple sets of tire or a set of tires essentially and be able to change them quickly and go, and maybe I wouldn't have lost one lap at Daytona instead of three and not get the back bumper knocked off by a tow truck that couldn't even push it through the grass. That's how stuck they are. You know, like when the tow truck's spinning his tires, that's bad. So we either need four-wheel drive on the tow truck or we need to figure out how to change the tires and get back quicker. That's my opinion. Everyone's got one. I'm sure mine doesn't matter a whole bunch, but that's at least my one thing I think that might can help.
We're going to go up here in the front to Ron.
Hey, Joey, Ron Kantowski with the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Your record here is, I think your average finish here is the best of anybody in the field. Your team has run strong here last 5-10 years. Do you fear with the new car maybe a little bit of that advantage is gone, and just talk about your comfort level coming back here?
I think no one has an advantage anymore, right? It's just nobody knows, right? To a lot of these points we were just talking about and had the lack of practice, nobody really knows if they're going to be good or not, right? I think it's funny when I get that question, is how are you going to run this weekend? No clue. I used to have an idea, to your point, to go to Vegas, like, oh, this is my best track, it should be really good. I got no clue how we're going to run. The good thing is, though, it's still a race car, right? Still got four tires. It still goes fast. You know, it's still Vegas. And, you know, a lot of the things that I've done in the past are probably going to work with this car as a driver. But as, you know, with setup and all, that's going to be completely different. How you race was way different in Fontana last week. I had to unlearn a lot of things last week, especially on restarts, because this car can do things that our old car just could not do. So it's been interesting and a lot of fun, but it's hard to say if you're going to be any good or not anymore.
Going to head to the back in the middle right there.
What's up, friend?
Hey.
I said friend.
I got it.
Yeah, thank you. Mike Young, KVPM. They were talking about bottoming out. He was talking about when you get a flat, what happens then. But you're also bottoming out on the track itself. And in one and two here, you must have learned some things from California that, for setup reasons, that could apply here. Can you talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, here is not as many bumps, but the one set of bumps there is really big and bigger than what Auto Club was last week. So, we've learned some things. I don't think we have it figured out. And like I said, this is a different type of bump than what we had last week. So, it's a compromise of, you know, how good do you want to be the rest of the track and pay a penalty over the bump or vice versa. And it's tricky to know what that answer is because we haven't raced with it here yet. So I'm not sure I know exactly where we want to be yet, and we're not sure we know how to fix it in the most efficient way.
Can the line be changed there?
Yeah, you can go around it, but you got to go race too, right? And on restarts, if you're going to corner 2-3 wide, well, sometimes you're forced to go in a lane you may not want to be, and that might be directly right over the bump. So you got to be ready for it. And with these cars, and watching last week, they swap ends pretty quickly. And that bump can cause that probably pretty easily.
Go over here.
ChrisMineKitchens.com. The abbreviated practices, are you a fan, not a fan? Wish it was a little longer. How much can be done?
As long as it's the same for everyone, I'm okay with it. You know, part of me, like, yeah, I wish we had more practice, but the other part, does it really make the race any better if we had more practice? Like, that, I mean, that's the question we got to ask, right? Selfishly, as a racer, you want to keep working on your car and doing things, but if everyone else is getting it, does it really matter? You know, if you look at the race last week and really the races last year, last couple of years since COVID, with no practice, the racing, I argue, might be better without practice. Makes it very challenging and the prep side big, and even harder this year because we, to the point earlier, we have an under, refined car that we're not sure how to go fast with yet, but it's still the same for everyone. Everyone has the same opportunity. So I say run it. Heck with practice.
Yeah, I mean, looking ahead at the schedule, like Talladega is just qualifying for the Cup Series. There's no practice for Cup or Xfinity. So do you think that there's other races that can maybe adapt that same schedule?
Maybe eventually. I think it's good to go out there for some kind of laps. Like, what we're doing isn't that bad. And it's all really condensed. It's tough because you don't get like a night to think on your car and you know, come up with some adjustments you want to do for the next day. It's like, okay, here's our 10 minutes before we got to be in line. What do you want to do to it? And all you have is sway bar arms and air pressure and heights and wedge, you know, and toe. Okay, you know, we're not making that big of changes. We really don't have that big of a decision to make. We're not trying to, you know, come up with big, you know, setup changes, you know, as far as a whole package. It's, you're kind of married. Obviously, you're married to the springs you got when you start. So you're just kind of doing little things from there. Yep.
Any other questions down here for Joey? Any in the press box real quick? No? Okay, Joey, thank you very much. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you, guys.